Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The book of Romans is central in understanding the righteousness of God, a quality he confers on all who believe in Jesus. This covers their sins and fits them for eternity. Without this gift, we would have no hope of salvation. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on the inheritance of the redeemed. As we hear about the gift of righteousness, we're learning all the things this gift provides for us.
But also, I want to give you another characteristic, and that is a sanctifying gift. It sanctifies us. You see, because it could be somebody's listening to this and he says, oh, well, if I receive Jesus, I can just do anything I like. By the way, when somebody says that to you, there should be a part of you that rejoices because they understand. They're beginning to understand the gospel. It's the natural, unsaved response to the gospel. Now, Paul is going to argue that should we therefore continue in sin because grace abounds? Absolutely not. But you see, it is this truth that sanctifies us. I read in chapter 5 that we reign in this life by the free gift of righteousness. How does that work? Do you remember the story, Les Mis, Victor Hugo's book, about Jean Valjean? He breaks out of prison and he's looking for a place to stay and nobody will have him. And finally, a bishop takes him in, and the bishop is very kind to him, ends up giving him a nice warm bed with clean sheets. But in the middle of the night, Jean Valjean wakes up, tiptoes through the bedroom of the bishop, and steals the silverware and leaves. Later that morning, Jean Valjean is caught by a guard. He brings him back, and the guard says to the bishop, he says you gave him these spoons. And all that the bishop has to do is to say, no, I didn't. And Jean Valjean goes to prison for the rest of his life. But you remember what the bishop did? The bishop said, oh, yes, I gave him the spoons. In fact, I'm angry with him because here's some candlesticks he should have taken too. Well, the guard has to just walk away. And then the bishop says to Jean Valjean, and I'm paraphrasing here, with this act of grace, I bought your soul for God. And from then on, Jean Valjean began to live a different life. Now I know that the illustration breaks down because we can't just begin to live a different life without the power of the Holy Spirit, which incidentally is the next message in this series. But still, grace is transforming. Grace motivates us to, in light of the fact that we have God's righteousness, we have now a desire to live righteously. We can never attain the righteousness of God, but we want to live righteous lives. And yes, we do confess our sins in order to restore fellowship with God, but not in order to begin somehow all over again. We do it because we are His children. Your children have permanent love and acceptance from you as parents, but when they misbehave, there's some confession that has to be done. And that's why we pray that the church would confess and that the church would repent. But still, we repent from the standpoint of strength. You see, the reason that this means so much to me is there are mornings when I wake up when I don't necessarily have a heart hot for God. Have you ever had a morning like that? Have you ever had a morning where your failures seem to overwhelm you and you really feel quite bad about what you've done, but what's been done has been done? Where do you go from there? What do you do? You say, God's mad at me? No, what you do is you say this. There is a prayer I came across this week. It says, in Christ, there is nothing I can do that would make you love me more, and nothing I have done that makes you love me less. Wow. So God still loves me? Yeah. I'm still represented before the throne. The righteousness of Jesus Christ is still my gift covering my life. Yes. I think it was Ludwig von Zinzendorf. I love that name. Don't get to say it too often. Who said, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty art, my heavenly dress. I can get up in the morning. Not because of what I've done or because, you know, I've had a warm time in my devotions, though God knows we ought to have our devotions, but I get up in the morning because God is there. Jesus represents me. The terrors of law and of God, with me they can have nothing to do. My Savior's obedience and blood hide all of my sins from view. My name on the palm of his hands, eternity cannot erase. Forever there it stands, a mark of indelible grace. You can get up in the morning because you are loved and the righteousness of God is credited to your account. Now there are some implications of this, obviously, and for these I look at the text. You'll notice it says this in verse 26. We already emphasized that Jesus was put forward as the propitiation of his blood to be received by faith for us. This was to show God's righteousness because in his divine forbearance he passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time. And here's now the key phrase, that he might be just and the justifier of one who has faith in Jesus. God can be both loving and totally just, and he can acquit us because Jesus paid what we couldn't and gave us the gift of divine righteousness and credited it to our account. So God is totally just, and he's the justifier. Secondly, second implication is this. You'll notice he says, I love this in verse 27, well, what then becomes of our boasting? It's excluded. You're going to come before God and say, oh, God, I am just so wonderful because I came to know your son, and I'm so much better than the person standing next to me who's never believed, and I'm taking credit for the fact that I'm pretty wise in this business of salvation. With that attitude, I've never said this before and never planned to, but I will. You're kind of slapping God in the face. And that's why throughout all of eternity, we will continue to worship at the wonder of God's salvation. And that he demands perfection and then supplied what he demanded and offered it to sinners as a free gift. I'll tell you, no boasting from us in heaven. Should be no boasting on earth. Who makes thee to differ from another? Or what is thou that thou hast not received? And if thou hast received it, why do you act as if it belongs to you? It's all of God. Everything, no boasting. And finally, we see here that Jesus Christ is the one who is the Redeemer, not just for the Jews, but for everyone. Verse 29, or is God the God of the Jews only? Is he not also God of the Gentiles? Yes, also of the Gentiles. Is he God of the people who attend Moody Church? Yes, he's God of the people who attend Moody Church. There are not a lot of ways to get to heaven, because there is no other Savior who paid the debt of those who believe. And some of you who are depending upon your works, let me tell you that if anyone ever says to your question, what do I have, you know, if you were to stand before God and God were to say, why shall I let you into heaven? If anybody says, well, you know, I'm a pretty good person, Not only are they not understanding the gospel, but much more seriously, they actually are putting up a huge stumbling block to the gospel. They are more lost than the person who says, I have nothing to offer God. I come with my need, and God has to do everything else. That person can be saved as long as we cling to our righteousness. We can't. So in this broken world, where we measure our spirituality by our industry and by our works, let's remember that it is given as a free gift, that is salvation, to all who believe, the Bible says. Is God working in your heart today to believe that Jesus actually did pay it all? D.L. Moody was in a meeting one time, and he said that a man stood up and said, it took me 42 years to learn three things. And Moody thought, wow, if I listen carefully, I can maybe learn them all right now. I don't have to wait that long. The man said, the three things are this. Number one, I cannot save myself. My works do not contribute to my salvation. Second thing I learned is that God doesn't expect me to or think I can. He above all knows better. And the third thing is that Jesus paid it all for those who believe. Isn't that good news in a fallen world? The gift of righteousness. God's righteousness that takes us all the way to heaven. What a gift. If you have never received Christ as Savior, you may do that. We're going to be singing in a moment, but wherever you are seated, however you are listening to this, you can say at this moment, Jesus, I receive that free gift because I know I'm sinned, and I come to a Savior, a great Savior for great sinners. Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit will take your word and do what we can't. You can open hearts. You can convict of sin. You can show people the beauty and the glory of our salvation. And today there are those who may be reborn into your kingdom. Help us, Lord, to rejoice in the salvation freely offered. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and by the way, if you have believed on Jesus because of the ministry of Running to Win, would you contact us? It would be such a blessing to hear from you. Or if Running to Win is a blessing, you may be a believer already, let us know. What you do is you go to moodymedia.org. That's moodymedia.org. Click on the contact button and let us know.
Some of the gifts God gives His children may seem intangible. Next time on Running to Win, a gift that makes all the other gifts very real. Tune in to learn about a helper who indwells all believers, putting God Himself inside of us. The Inheritance of the Redeemed is an 8-part series we'd like you to have on CD. We'll send it as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.